In this bulletin, Ashley Barty's triumph at the WTA finals expected to reinvigorate grassroots Indigenous sports. A study finds Indigenous babies dying at a higher rate than previously thought. And Central Victoria announced as Australia's first UNESCO City of Gastronomy. This is NITV Radio News and I'm Biwa Kwan. WTA final champion Ashley Barty says she's humbled by the constant comparisons to her mentor Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley, and she hopes to carve out a career half as successful as her idol. Barty defeated Ukrainian defending champion Elena Svitolina in Sunday's final 6-4, 6-3 to claim the title and retain her position as world number one. She also claims a record $6.4 million in prize money with the win. The 23-year-old is the first Australian to win the WTA finals since Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley did in 1976. Barty says she's still coming to terms with the win and with the memorable season she's had.
It's been the most incredible year for me, but I think first and foremost, congratulations to Elena and your team. You've had an exceptional year. You're one of the toughest competitors on the tour, and I know that we'll have many, many more battles in the future. So congratulations to you and to your team.
Tennis Australia says it's optimistic that Ashley Barty's victory will reinvigorate the sport for Indigenous athletes at a grassroots level. Tennis Australia's spokesman Todd Woodbridge says Barty's behaviour on and off the court throughout the years has made her a strong contender for Australian of the Year.
Her results have been phenomenal. She's reached that pinnacle, but it's what she's driving off the court also through her attitudes, through her behaviours, through the way she's so humble, through her family values, through her work with Indigenous kids, through her work with young women and trying to keep young girls involved in sport. Those are key things for our communities. When you look at Australian of the Year, it can come down to scientists, it can come down to all sorts of different elements of our community, but she covers all of those so well, and what an honour that would be and how well deserved it would be.
A new study has found that Indigenous infants in Queensland are dying suddenly and unexpectedly at a higher rate than what had previously been thought. The research from the University of Sunshine Coast Nursing and Midwifery found the rate of sudden unexpected deaths was 3.5 times higher for Indigenous infants compared to their non-Indigenous counterparts. That's higher than the Closing the Gap child death statistics for Queensland, which states the rate is 2 times higher. The study's author, Rebecca Shipstone, says the study calls into question some of the previously reported gains towards closing the gap strategy in Indigenous infant mortality. Noongar Yamatji youth worker Brooke Blurton has used a speech to a youth conference of Indigenous delegates to highlight the importance of owning your story and cultural identity when overcoming personal tragedy. The Perth-based mental health advocate says losing her mum to suicide and shortly after experiencing the loss of her grandmother has given her greater drive in her work as a social worker. Miss Blurton addressed 100 delegates at a Darwin conference run by the National Peak Body for the Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Services, NACHO. She says her resilience has come from remembering her cultural roots.
If you stay strong and true to your identity, like, you can really, you know, overcome. Like, I know that my Aboriginality, or like being Aboriginal, is like my centre, like my grounding. So that always, you know, when things were tough, like, always reverted back to what grounded me, and that's my identity, and that's like where I come from.
Bendigo and the Central Victorian region has been named Australia's first UNESCO City of Gastronomy. The designation recognises the food and wine culture in the region, in particular the Indigenous food culture. Auntie Julie McHale from Aboriginal cooking group The Murnong Mamas says she hopes the title results in more Aboriginal people growing Indigenous foods as businesses.
Have Aboriginal people employed in this area, and so they're becoming even more experts, but they're also able to share their knowledge. So what I would like to see is a lot of our local Aboriginal people involved in all the components of food, of the food industry.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Chinese Premier Li Keqiang have committed to rebuilding the bilateral relationship. The leaders made the promise during a meeting on the sidelines of the East Asia Summit in Bangkok. It comes after months of strained relations between Australia and China. Tension Premier Li says China would like to dissolve. He says the country will work with Australia to regain mutual trust and in doing so maintain regional and global peace. Despite deep divisions over China's expansionism, human rights abuse and foreign interference attempts, Mr. Morrison reiterated Australia's appreciation for its number one trading partner. Speaking to the Seven Network, Labor MP Joel Fitzgibbon says the relationship between the two nations has been severely damaged in recent months, and it's about time Mr. Morrison made amends.
Certainly a lot of relationship mending to do. The relationship between Australia and China has never been so bad in all of my time in politics. This government's been quite abusive, as it's reflected on China over recent years. China, of course, is now retaliating. And we welcome the fact that Scott Morrison is finally seeing the need to rebuild that relationship. It's too important to us.
An inquiry has heard the number of young and Indigenous Australians enrolled to vote remains too low and more work should be done to address it. The Federal Parliamentary Electoral Matters Committee is investigating how to improve future elections. Just under 12% of eligible voters aged between 18 and 24 are not enrolled and therefore were unable to vote at the May 18 federal election. The Indigenous enrolment rate stands at 76.4%, but is as low as 63.8% in Western Australia. Labor and Green submissions to the inquiry are calling for new methods to boost enrolment of Indigenous and young people. Labor electoral spokesman Don Farrell says while reforms such as direct enrolment has been useful in improving the electoral roll, some immediate steps could be taken to improve the system. The first cohort of community language teachers has graduated as part of a New South Wales government initiative. 400 teachers completed the course at Sydney University, with the program only launched in September last year. The aim is to provide a pathway for community languages teachers to get accreditation to teach in New South Wales primary schools. Graduate Tongan language teacher Elizabeth Javier wants to encourage everyone to speak a second language.
Just being able to see the world differently and just having a real-world connection to the outside world. Like, you know, we've got the internet and so quick in our grasp that now people can travel all over the world. You know, we didn't have that, you know, hundreds of years ago. And just being able to just be blessed with another culture is just an amazing thing. And it also gives you the cognitive skills in terms of learning the language and just being able to give that opportunity to children. Just, it's an amazing thing.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny 25, Adelaide shower or 219, Melbourne showers developing and a possible storm 18, Hobart shower or 215, Canberra partly cloudy 23, Wollongong shower or 2 possible storm 21, Sydney similar conditions 24, Newcastle possible shower or storm 25, Brisbane shower or 2 possible storm 29, Cairns partly cloudy 31, and Darwin, possible shower or storm 33. This is NITV Radio News.